This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kahn.
Hi, I'm Greg Eubin, and I really enjoy applying architecture principles to Agile teams, as well as applying Agile principles to architecture.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Agile Enterprise Architects. And so we're talking about usage patterns. So we're talking about usage of a system, a server, and then how it can handle the demand that's being put on it.
Yep.
So the lead architect gets that information. He talked to the lead developer and the team or whatever. The conversations were had. He or she documents what was learned. What do they do with that information?
So that architect, along with the team, right, they've created these usage patterns on how they expect the system to behave, and how they expect others to interact with it. So now they're going to go and work with their peers, their other enterprise architects. And they're going to pair with them. So they're going to really pair with them when you got like a large epic, and you're trying to break down this epic and figure out the components. And maybe there's a number of different systems that need to participate in delivering this epic. And so they're going to pair with other enterprise architects to try to figure out how this is going to work. They're also going to share those usage patterns with their peers, with other enterprise architects, to raise awareness of what that system is capable of doing and how it would do it, but also to have conversations around reuse, and hopefully to maximize more reuse there in delivering that epic, so that they can shape the epic to capitalize on that reuse and hopefully get that epic delivered sooner.
Yeah, I like the idea there, because it doesn't make sense for us to make enterprise APIs if we don't tell other people about them. So you're talking about how you socialize that with the other enterprise architects, because they're kind of the ones who are keeping their ear to the phone, I guess, about that kind of information. Yeah. So when their teams are looking for data or services, compute services that they can add, or they can hopefully communicate with their own enterprise architect, and that person says, oh, you know, this sounds a lot like something that's Greg's areas involved with, let's ping Greg, and then they have a conversation as a group to say, like, to see how similar or not similar the APIs that people are asking for are before we build new ones.
Exactly. You know, and all that ties into reducing that fragmentation in the enterprise, and by making people, or, you know, other architects aware of the capabilities of that system.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like a couple examples where I was involved with leveraging enterprise data stores to get some kind of feature built, is you can look at the data store and everything looks like exactly like you want it, but then you find out that it's only updated, you know, maybe every quarter, and it's like, oh, well, I thought this is updated every week. Now we have to go find a better record of business to feed from.
That's a great example where the enterprise architect should come together to say, should we go to another system? Is there another system? Or should we modify the frequency in which this data store is updated so that it will meet those needs? And you can have those conversations, because maybe the services are exactly what you need, but the data gets stale.
Yeah.
And so maybe it would be easier to update that data more frequently.
Yeah.
That's the conversations you would expect your enterprise architects to be having amongst themselves.
Cool. Right on. So they're going to do that pairing with other people at the epic level. Maybe there's different levels of governance for the above the delivery team. And so there are conversations being had about future-oriented features. Is that it? Or does the enterprise architect need to pair with other members of the team?
So another good person for the enterprise architect to be pairing with is the product owner, product manager of that system. and be talking with them about these reusable usage patterns that the system is designed to support, and help them understand the value in making sure, from a business point of view, that the system is, one, set up for reusability, but also to help shape requests coming into that system so that they don't look like one-offs, and now you're building all of these unique services for each possible client that wants to call and use your systems. You're able to direct them, or you know, the product owner, product manager is able to direct them, hey, we already have this set up this way, why can't you reuse it in the way that's there? And you're moving away from like a point-to-point type or a custom service for each client to generating that reusability that hopefully onboards that calling client much faster into the onto the services, and they're able to deliver faster.
It sounds like you're trying to make things better, Greg.
Yes. it's all always trying to make things better.
Cool. That makes sense. And I like the, you know, let's think about it, folks. If the enterprise architect meets only with the lead developer and they come up with a bunch of new requirements that are getting up on the team backlog, the product owner probably is going to be a little upset or cranky because it's going to completely blow up his plan or her plan. And so it's good that the enterprise architect talks to the product owner so that the product owner is informed and in the loop about why these things are valuable or not, and even challenge them if they're not. And rather than give the stories to the lead developer who's going to somehow represent it, it's better to have the enterprise architect there as well to help shape that conversation, because they know they're operating at a different level. They know what's going on with other teams, and maybe they're all migrating to something, right? And oh, I don't know any product owner who loves migration stories on their backlog. So they just see that as slowing them down for the features that they're trying to get. So they're thinking a little bit near term, but these farther term things might save the company $1 million or a lot of millions of dollars, so that there's more profit margin, and that will also make the product owner happy if they see it in that light.
Right, exactly. And I also see that product owner, product manager are part of the feedback loop.
Yeah.
So if you designed those usage patterns correctly, then they should be championing them and like successfully pushing back, saying reuse those. Whereas if they aren't designed correctly, maybe we have a lot more changes coming into the system than what we would ideally want.
And when they are working at the EPIC level, EPICs being the really high level type of requirement that drives this, the product owner, that's another integration point where the product owner gets information. So that's why the enterprise architect needs to also influence what shows up on EPICs and what do they mean when they say things on EPICs. What does that mean?
Yep, exactly.
Are you new to Agile or Scrum? Looking for a fun way to pick up the knowledge to become an Agile team? Go get the novel, Agile Noir. It's a dramatic novel about a project manager who needs to transform his teams to become Agile because his life depends on it. This book is available in the US on Amazon, in India on Pathy.com. In China, it's available on my WeChat store. Links are in the show notes. We got goodies in the show notes.
Some are examples of the artifacts that we talked about in the show, and any other thing that we could find that we thought would further enhance your listening experience. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. If you're not using a podcast player and you downloaded this MP3 from the web page, just go back to the web page and there you will see show notes. The series started at episode 276. You can find that episode by going to agilethoughts.info and typing in whatever episode number you care to search into the search box, and it will find it for you. Next episode, more from architect Greg Euben.
Well, that's got to be it, man. After that, the Enterprise Architects worked hard enough. It's going to take a break, right? Is that it?
No, let's pair with one more
role
on the team.
Oh my goodness!
At least one more. That would be the Scrum Master. So I see the product owner, product manager at a higher level, a little bit more business focused on that, and the Scrum Master being a little bit more embedded in the team, managing the day to day backlog and work there.